نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. بسم الله اوله واخره. There were among the generation before you men possessing remnant of wisdom, prohibiting their people from corruption in the earth, except only a few among them who were delivered. These nations, when they were destroyed, what was their main quality? Very few people remained on the right path, and they were also not forbidding from something wrong. So then the nation becomes liable to the final extermination, the final punishment. And but those people who go on forbidding, if you, they are saved. أَنْجَيْنَا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. And these evildoers, they always followed their luxuries. أُتْرِفُوا فِي, what we had given them, the luxuries of this life. They were after them all the time. وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. They were definitely guilty. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. And your Lord is not such that he would have destroyed these towns, these big cities and civilizations, and the people thereof, even if the people thereof were muslihun, righteous, reformers. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. And if your Lord had decreed so, he could have made the all mankind one community, all Muslims, the best Muslims. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. But they will continue to have differences and disagreements. Now this is very important. Every person feels, why disagreements? Why these differences? Why we are so much divided among ourselves? Why these sects? Why these schisms, etc., etc.? So every good-natured person abhors these things, doesn't like these things. But now one thing is very important. The philosophy is, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given people a freedom of choice, because he has created this world for you, and the life here is actually a period of testing. Number one, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Number two, testing necessitates freedom of choice. There could be no testing if there is no freedom of choice. And freedom of choice, the inevitable result is different from premium. So don't be so much grieved over that. Very important words are coming. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them on this pattern. This is the basic philosophy of this creation. This creation is for testing. Testing necessitates freedom of choice. And the inevitable result, you might be not like it, but the inevitable result of freedom of choice is different. So this will continue. You know, there should be some limits. You should try to limit your differences. Or, as we say, we should agree to disagree. And we should accommodate the difference of opinion. These things have to be kept under, within certain limits. Not that we become enemies to each other, we are quarreling with each other. Manjigaram pudigri. I am something else, you are something else. Not to that part. Accommodate this difference of opinion. Illa ma rahima rabbuk, except whom your Lord shows mercy. فَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And the word of your Lord is going to be fulfilled. That I will fill Jahannam with the jinns and the mankind, all of them. So if there is no difference of opinion, if people or jinns don't go astray, so who will fill the Jahannam then? So actually this is the end result. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the very beginning, لَا أَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِنْ مَنْ تَبَعَكَ. We find these words in Surah Bani Israel. Now the final concluding remarks, as we may call, concluding ayat of this surah, وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ. Now this is the term which I have been using. This is the place from which this term has been derived. All these big news of the messengers of Allah which we are relating to you, مَا نُصَبِّتُ بِهِ فُوَادَكَ, with which we are strengthening your heart and hearts of those who are with you, so that they should come to know. All messengers were persecuted. All messengers were mocked upon. All messengers had to go, messengers of Allah had to undergo hardships. But in the end, all of the messengers were saved and delivered. They were successful. So these things come into you in these stories, these tales of history. وَجَاكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ وَمَعِذَةُ وَذِكْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ هَذِهِ means these tales, these qasas. In these stories, جَاكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ in these, so you have come the truth, the total truth, وَمَعِذَةٌ the sermon, وَذِكْرَ and the reminding for all those who believe. وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ عَمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنَّا عَامِلُونَ And say to those who are not believing, who are rejecting you, عَمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ You do whatever you can do. You strive your utmost. إِنَّا عَامِلُونَ We are also doing it and we shall strive our utmost. But the point to be noted here is, إِنِّي has now changed into إِنَّا. We have been reading, إِنِّي عَامِلُونَ اَمَلُوا عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ You go on doing whatever you want to do at your own place, to your utmost, both meanings of this مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ I am also doing it. But here it is, from إِنِّي to إِنَّا. What does it mean? From an individual, now a community, a party, a group at work. This is actually the process of dawa. One individual starts, I am going to do this. This is my path. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ مَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي Now, in due course of time, if he is not dejected, maybe, for some time nobody listens to him, people are mocking at him, people are cutting jokes at him, so on, it might go on for some time. But he has to show perseverance, be steadfast, be firm, continue with it. Then, you know, surely, maybe slowly, but gradually people will come, gather around him. And this in me, will turn into inna. And Allama Iqbal has said very beautifully, Gaye din ke tanha tha main anjuman mein, yahan ab mere raazdaan aur bhi hain. This is the course of the da'wah. Wa inna aamiloon, mantaziru, inna muntaziroon. And go, wait you also and we are also waiting. Wa lillahi ghaibu samawati wal ard. And to Allah belongs all the unseen of the heaven and the earth. There is much unseen in the earth also. We don't know the whole of the earth. And what is inside the earth? We have some knowledge of until some depth. But what is further down? We don't know. So actually, lot of unseen in this world also. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ And to him will be returned all the matters for final decision. فَعْبُدْهُ So, worship him. Love him, serve him, be a bondsman to him, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ And have trust in him, have faith in him, have confidence in him. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And your Lord is not unaware of what they are doing. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ